Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
It was so great catching up with award-winning actress and singer Lisa Howard, who's known for such Broadway shows as the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, Escape to Margaritaville, 9 to 5, It Should Have Been You, South Pacific, and so many more. Lisa is celebrating the holidays this season at Feinstein's 54 Below with her Christmas show, What Christmas Means to Me, which will play Feinstein's 54 Below on December 12th at 7 p.m. In this short-form interview, Lisa is burying it slightly. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Lisa Howard. Well, hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
It's so great to see you live in person. So you are coming to Feinstein's 54 Below on December 12th at 7 p.m. with your show, What Christmas Means to Me.
That's right.
So I have to start off asking you, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, so many things. And I don't want to give too much away about the show, but it's a concept I came up with. And the whole process started with me wanting to record a Christmas album. And I thought, you know what? I know I'm going to do a live show of it. I might as well write the show first, and it'll help me choose the Christmas songs. So we did that first, and actually our album is coming, being released on November 20th. And then this show is a celebration of that and everything we created during the pandemic. And I'll give a little hint. The only thing I'm going to say is Hallmark Christmas movies. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I have already been watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yes, you have.
Because they're doing their countdown to Christmas.
Hello.
So, oh boy, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we are not going to talk about the show because that means everybody listening has to come see it.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about a few other things.
Sure.
So what are some of your favorite holiday traditions?
Oh, holiday traditions. Well, you know, it's funny, as you get older and get married and have kids, those change. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I was growing up, on Christmas Eve, we would spend the evening with my dad's family and then wake up and my mom's parents would come over and we would have Christmas at our house. You know what I mean? Like we had our definite like things that we did. But now that I have kids, it's changed to that we spend Christmas Eve with my husband's sister and her family, and they're Italian, and they do, you know, the seven fishes. And I was like, I've never heard of this before, but now it's one of my traditions, you know? So that's pretty neat how you can gain new things that you do, and then they become special to you. And then we usually, the aunts rotate houses, you know? This year we're going to Aunt Chris's for Christmas Day. And then we always drive to Ohio to then be with my family. You know, it's like a day after the holidays. But, you know, so we make sure that we spend time with both families. And that's the most important part, is at least getting to see everyone. We might not always do the same thing or be in the same place, but getting to see everybody is important.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love how you were talking about what your traditions were, and now as a mom and a parent, you have your own traditions.
Yeah, so it changes and grows. Yeah.
Now, during the pandemic, I saw one of your Instagram posts that you are someone who likes to challenge yourself to try new things. So during the pandemic, you did yoga, meditation, low-carb eating, writing. Were these things that you had been wanting to do for a while, just didn't have the time, or...
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.
Or how did these?
Yeah, you know, everybody always wants to eat better, exercise more, find time to do all these things that you know are good for you. Well, honestly, the pandemic, as horrible as it was, it did afford us all a little extra time to where you could be like, okay, if ever there was a time, is now for you to really put those things that you kind of were trying to do before into practice. And I was able to do that, and it's great. And it's interesting, as the world is kind of opening back up, I'm like, oh, okay, don't forget, you know, even though your day is 10 times busier now, you have to still find time for those things, you know?
Yes.
So that, I think, has been a challenge lately, of kind of keeping those new things that I acquired and heading back into the kind of chaos that is show business, right?
Yes. Yes. And what did you learn about yourself during this time and from your transformation?
That I can do it. That I have stick-to-itiveness, you know. Because I hate that word willpower, because that's not anything about it. Or, it's just a matter of, because a lot of times when we don't achieve or accomplish something in our life, we beat ourselves up about it. But it's not always about that. It's not a question of a lack in you. It's just the right circumstances, the right tools, and the right, you know, like, attitude about it. So I feel like that's something that I took away from that.
That's incredible. And you're also a brand ambassador for, I hope I pronounced the company name right. Is it Savvy?
Savvy.
Savvy Lifestyle Company. So how did this opportunity come to be, and what do you love about their clothes as compared to other?
Well, my good friend, Betsy Werbel, was working with this company, and she introduced me to it, and I tried some of the clothes. I was like, I love these. This is great. And it's more of a, what they call a wear and share program. So basically, I love the clothes. I wear them. If I, you know, post myself, hey, and oh, look at my new top, look at my new leggings or my new sweater or whatever it is, and you like it, I send you to my link, and if you buy something, I get a commission. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like, easy like that. So it's something that is aligning with where I am and what I'm doing. I love how I feel in them, and if someone else, you know, wants to have that same pair of leggings, great. You know, I'll send you to my site, and I can, you know, make a little back on it. So
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's fun.
And my last question is, I always play off of the title of my podcast, Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So if you could bear it all and reveal something about yourself that you haven't mentioned previously, what would you share with me today?
Well, I don't know if this is how personal this is, but it hasn't really been announced, but I'm going to be going into Wicked in January on tour. So that's kind of something, but I haven't really talked about it because I'm like, you know, focusing on my Christmas show.
Well, that is the best answer I could get.
Oh, yay.
And everybody listening is going to come see your Christmas show, What Christmas Means to Me, December 12th at Feinstein's 54 Below. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there.